I'm Dave. I'm the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the bell. We're recording remotely today.
First time. Have we ever done this before? I think we did the promo for our Vegas thing last time remotely.
Yes. Let me move to myself to. Oh, so funny. Christopher closed the door.
You
so
mean
funny.
James?
Let me. I'm gonna put myself into the bathroom.
You mean James?
It's echoing.
Say something.
Is it echoing?
Not too bad.
Oh, okay, good. I like it. It's kind of more like, yeah, so I can, yeah, be crazy. Okay, well, this is not.
You can be crazy.
I can be crazy. I can laugh loud.
So that you're not self-conscious?
Yes. Then. So why I'm so fat?
Is that the topic that we're doing? The topic for this week is we're going to talk about fat again.
Today I have very funny topic.
Do you want to talk about it now?
Yes.
What is our topic though? What is our topic this week?
Well, topic is still our usual topic. It's why I'm so fat. That is our topic.
Okay.
But I want to talk about how obsessed I am to lose weight.
Oh, fat obsession. You know what? Though, yeah, before we go in any further into your topic, your connection is better, so that's good.
Yeah,
your link is so totally fucked up.
Linking?
Huh?
What's fucked up?
Your linkies.
Oh, you think so? This sounds better then?
This sounds better than. So your phone 3G sounds better than your stupid linkies.
Oh, good.
Why are you in the bathroom?
My James is coming. Thank you, James.
Oh, why are you in the bathroom? He said.
You are on a podcast radio.
You're still on the bandwidth on the internet.
Huh? The our link is fucked up, Christopher. James. Anyway.
But before we go in any further, though, you wanted, so I want to apologize for the low quality on half of our program, which is on the bell side. Don't move your microphones; they're very loud. And so, what happened is that you only hear 50% of good audio, which is from me, 50% really horrible audio from the bell. Unfortunately, because we're recording remotely, maybe in the future you should get like a nicer microphone or something, don't you think?
Yes, and I needed more eggs.
More. I just got some from Costco. I got.
Do you know why I said I need more eggs?
I think I do.
Okay. Please tell us. Oh, okay. Oh, what? Okay, listener. What do you think?
Why? Wait. One thing at a time. You want to do too many things. So let's start all over again. I just want to say thank you to all the Pride 48 new listeners from Pride 48. Yeah. We met so many cool people, and so many new listeners now apparently are listening because of the show we did. So I'm glad. Aren't you glad we have 23 listeners now?
That's right. We really did have such a great time, and
we talked about that last show already.
Yeah, it's so nice. Made me feel so special.
Let's talk about new listeners. How are you thinking? Yeah. How do you feel? Do you feel like at least we're doing this remotely? It's because we feel the importance of keeping the shows regular so that our new listeners, when they come back to listen to our shows, there are shows for them to listen to. But the thing is, though, I want to remind you because, last week's show that we posted was recorded while we were on the way back from the airport. On the way back from Las Vegas while we were in the airport. Do you remember what the name of the airport you call it?
How do I sound right now?
You sound good.
Because I am covering myself with James' t-shirt.
Oh,
which
yeah.
He hanged the thing in the bathroom, and I went under the bathroom.
That sounds better, yeah.
I wish he could take my picture and post it on the website. Maybe I should ask him to do it then.
Don't bother him. But anyway, so we did a recording in the McCarran. What is it called? Is it
anyway, yeah. Macarahan?
Yeah, Macarahan, yes. Huh? The Macarahan Airport.
Macarahan Airport.
Oh, but you're, okay. Maybe we should talk about fat another time. But this, remember, we were at the Macarahan Airport, and we went to have food. Remember, and then you wanted coffee, so you walked out over there and get coffee, and it just sat in front of that. I forgot what it was, like Popeyes. Is it Church's or Popeyes? I forgot what chicken. And I wanted to have fried chicken. Remember?
Uh huh.
And then I have fresh, it wasn't very good. But anyway, that's besides the point. What I'm trying to tell you is that when we went back to did we talk about that already in the last recording? Remember we gambled? did we talk about that, or did we do that after the recording?
After that, we didn't talk about the gamble.
Okay, let's talk about that. So the whole time we were in Las Vegas, we did not spend a single cent gambling, right?
Uh-huh.
And so finally at the airport, somebody was itching and asked me to use my psychic power to find a good machine for you so that you can play and win. Right?
Yeah. But it has proved that somebody has no psychic power.
No, that is not right, because we did find one, and how much did we win? What was the maximum? The maximum was like $3 or something. You spend how much? A dollar?
I spend...
You put a dollar in.
$3.
You spent $3? No,
yes.
But initially we put $1 in and we won like $3 and something, right?
Oh, yeah, then I did two more times.
I know, and then you finished everything. You wasted everything.
Yes.
So don't blame on my psychic power.
You have no psychic power.
You know, I do have psychic power. I find you a winning machine, but then you were greedy, and then you wanted to win more, and then you lost everything.
I know, and then, like, you remember there was a lady, like, woohoo, like, so excited.
Oh, yes. She won how much? I forgot she won how much.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Do you remember how much you won?
I don't know.
Remember we counted? It was not a whole lot. It was like $20 or something.
What you were going to do if we won $10,000 there?
At the airport? No way.
Yeah, Macarahan Airport.
I know. You'll be the Macarahan Queen. They will bring the Macarahan crown for you to wear. Oh gosh. But I would like to hear, though, for those of you who are listening, and if you're new-ish, you could go back and listen to some of the old episodes. In fact, I have a listener. Was it RC? Might have been RC, who said that he's gone back and downloaded all the old episodes and listening to that. How many episodes do we have already now? Do you know?
I think 100 something, wasn't it? That's what you said?
Yeah, I think like 100 and 11 or 113, 12 or something like that.
Gosh. We need to celebrate for our long-run show.
Long-run show.
We need a Pino Boy and a Peter and they come into Kansas City. We go Lydia and we celebrate. We dress up and we celebrate. Our crown. We do it.
What? The only thing you want to do is dress up.
How do you know? even though we just had a wedding anniversary, I didn't even get to dress up yet. So I'm obsessed for this. I want to wear dress. I'm so fat. I have no dress. Make me look sexy and cute.
All over the place. You want to celebrate for our long-lasting show, and you want to wear a dress, but you're too fat. And then you're obsessed about your fat.
So fat.
You know what? You sound pretty good, actually, right now.
Hey, let's go back to a little bit of the Makarahan story.
Yes,
remember
yes.
after the your psychic has been proved that you have no are you it, what
oh, do you want wait, do you want to try it again? Wait. What?
After remember after your psychic power has not been
try it again. Try it again.
Remember after I don't know what I want to say.
Well, you said, okay, after my psychic power was proven not effective or powerful.
Yeah, thank you. Remember we were still sitting at the airport and waiting for the long-ass flight?
Uh-huh.
And then flight was delayed. And then remember we started playing game.
Was that flight delayed? Oh, then, yeah, then, it was.
Like, the previous airplane landed. And it, like, what is that? A passenger started to come out from the gate. And we started to play games and said, okay, let's find who looks like a celebrity. And then we said, look, Samuel Jackson. Who else we got?
You thought, look, tomato.
Potato and corn, a tomato and corn. We didn't even have Paola name. We just said it. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh! I thought there were so many things. Remember what was it? That child came out, and you said it was the whose son, like the Karate Kid.
Who's that? Miyagi?
No, Miyagi, but the other one. The new one. The new Karate Kid.
Oh, Will Smith's son.
Yes, you said Will Smith's son, remember?
So
I wish that was recorded.
Yeah, that was so funny. I wish we could just like videotape everything and so that listener could kind of see what we were doing.
I know. Maybe what we should do is maybe we should get it. Remember we talked about that too at the airport? Maybe we should get a reality show.
I think so. It's just so funny. And
would you guys watch? Would the listeners watch if we have a TV reality show? I think people would, especially Pride 48 people. Several people came up to us from Pride 48 and new listeners said that you guys should do a video podcast.
I think we should. I think, remember Cream Pie said...
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to shut the door. Remember Cream Pie said, oh my gosh, guys, he is so cute. I mean, he's just Joey is so cute. If you're listening to this show, you look so cute in the drag queen dress. Anyway, he's like,
do you
oh
think
my
you
gosh,
can wear, do
you guys
wait,
are so cute.
Wait, do you think you can wear Joey's dress?
Huh?
Do you think you can wear Joey's dress?
Of course.
Of course.
Are you kidding me? Are you telling me?
He's so tiny. He's so short.
But I'm sure I can wear his dress.
Are you sure? Sure? Or do you just I'm a woman, I can wear a drag queen's dress.
Wait a minute. Me, but I think we his dress size it could be my size. You know what I mean? Even he was a little, you know, he's not tall or anything, but he's so cute. He's got a pretty face.
Are you gonna call him fat?
You just said I'm fat.
No, are you gonna call him fat?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so fat.
No, we're going to have to wait for that topic. We only have 5 minutes left. So we're going to save that topic for next week. But what we wanted to say, though, however, is you guys should stay tuned because we're planning on going to our homecoming.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll be recording in the car or something.
It's going to be a phenomenal day. Is that phenomenal?
What is that? Oh.
Is that phenomena?
Say that again.
Phenomena?
Phenomenal? Yes.
Phenomenal?
Phenomenal, yes.
Ah, phenomenal?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, magical.
Yes. Magical, kind of like the Venetian, or what is it, the other place? Not Venetian, what is the other place in Vegas that has all that princess?
In Vegas?
The crystal dining room. No, the crystal lights and everything. You said that, oh, this is my house. This is my
house. Yeah, it's my house. I supposed to be, you know, it, whenever I saw the place, it my soul was taken away and then like, totally brought me back to my old home. That's how I felt.
Oh my gosh, you're so crazy. But let's talk, let's finish up and talking about the Vegas thing. Yes, I remember that.
Before we wrapped up, mm-hmm. and yesterday we were looking at the movie preview thing on our smart TV. And then like...
You have I'm a smart like, TV?
My smart TV.
What's a smart TV? Smart oh, it's TV built in into your TV,
like,
right?
You can watch like Netflix and stuff like that on the like you can connect the internet. They already have the internet kind of like the what is that? Kind of like an app set.
Like what?
Apps.
Oh, but it's built into your TV, right?
Yeah, to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So then with yeah, you just connect it. Kind of course, you have to hook the internet connection to the TV, but kind of like you can use it as a computer.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But anyway, so the smart, our Samsung new TV is awesome. Anyway, so we were watching the preview, and then I saw one like really like weird, magical. It was like Circus du Soleil. And I said, oh my God, go back. I said, oh, Circus du Soleil, go back. And then James said, what did you say?
Was it really Circus du Soleil?
He laughed. He's like, what did you say? I said, Soleil. He's like, hee, 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 hee. He just laughed. Yeah.
Did you, was it really a Circus du Soleil show?
Huh?
Was it really Circus du Soleil?
I think presented by Circus du Soleil. And then this girl's going to kind of weird, like a world or something, and then Circus du Soleil world that's surrounded by her, kind of. So that's kind of storyline.
Oh.
So it wasn't just kind of showing Circus du Soleil show.
Yeah, I remember there's a movie by Circus du Soleil that's coming out.
Circus du Soleil.
Did you watch it? Huh? Oh, that's a preview, right?
Yeah, just a preview, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember they talk about that, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a movie about that, yeah, yeah. By Circus du Soleil, yes, yeah, so there's a movie.
And they were showing about Ka. I'm like, oh, you're gonna like this show, whatever. You know, I was talking to James, but yeah, anyway, so it was kind of a funny moment.
Good, good. Oh, your internet connection is so much better on your cell phone than it is on your own fucking Wi-Fi thingies.
Oh, good, good, good. And I'm still under the t-shirt, and it's like kind of give me like a little crossphobia because I don't like
give you what
crossphobia.
Give me what? Say that again slowly and loudly.
Crossphobia.
Crossphobia?
Yes.
Why? What is crossphobia? Can you wait? What is this? This is the word of the bell. The word of the bell this week is
crossphobia.
Hey, wait. How come there's no sound? The word of the bell this week is crossphobia. Crossphobia. Can you please make a sentence out of the word crossphobia? Come on.
Sentence?
Yes. Please make a sentence out of the word crossphobia.
When you are in the narrow area, tiny narrow box.
Yeah. Why would you be in the tiny narrow box?
You will have crossphobia. help.
Help. Are you yelling for help for making a better sentence? Are you calling for help because you're crossphobia right now?
Oh my gosh, crossphobia. Okay, how do you say what is yeah. Anyway, I thought crossphobia is the right word.
How do you spell it? Can you please spell
C R O S S FOBIA.
I will tell you when I will reveal the word when the show ends. In fact, the show ends now. 20 minutes.
What? Anyway, I can't believe 20 minutes went this fast.
I know. When we have fun, it goes really fast. And sometimes...
Oh, my gosh. Like, at work, my 20 minutes is kind of like 2 hours.
But this, we're good. That, like, means we're that means we're born to do shows.
Yes.
Either you need to go get a better microphone, or you need to come to my house to do the show. I bought a microphone in the studio for you, and you need to come more often. Because, okay. But you guys need to get used to this, though, because in the winter, when winter time comes, I think this year's winter is going to be like snowing like hell, and she's not going to drive, because she's going to drive into the ditch if she drives. Right?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna drive. I'm not gonna let you drive if it's snowy.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to get used to either getting a new microphone or this, you know, whatever. Do something to make you sound better so that people are able to listen to the show without getting annoyed by your low quality sound.
Okay, so
You actually sound not bad. Let me ask the listeners. Please write a comment or send us a note on Twitter. What is our Twitter?
Ding the bell at twitter.com.
Ding the bell, ding the bell, ding the, well, our Twitter is at ding the bell. So ding, yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so horrible. So please let us know if you think that the sound quality is acceptable. Obviously, when she's in the studio, it's much nicer because we can see her when we do a video podcast. But right now we can't do a video podcast because we can't see you. And nobody wants to see me. People want to see you. You are the star of Ding the Bell. Did you know that?
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I make it better, because without me, you'll never have a show because you don't know how to work it.
That's right.
You will be able to maybe like record it on your phone, and you never know how to post it.
That's, well, once you showed me, I might.
You might ask listeners, can you please send me your email? I will send you the file. Oh, we gotta go.
Post the show. So hey, I need two things from you soon. Ding.
What?
Number one, I need you to help me to gain my computer size.
Yes.
Number two, and because I'm paying for my new ear glasses.
Huh?
I can't really pay a lot of money, but I need to find a microphone and then the little crazy hair. And then popping filter.
You don't need all that. I think there are some. What is your budget?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I have to pay $300 every month for 18 months.
Oh, wow. For the ear glasses.
Ear glasses.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll figure something out.
Yes.
But this actually isn't too bad, you know?
Yeah, it's not too bad. But ding, well, I don't want to tell. Well, I'll tell you later, but, well, I don't know. I'm very proud of it. We are totally credit card debt free. Yay!
Oh, yay! Congratulations!
Anyway, so that was too much information. But
okay, anyway, so, but right now, how can you be completely credit card debt free and still have to pay $300 a month? Oh, that's like a different financing for the ear glasses?
No, ear glasses, this is for, because of ear glasses, the medical.
Yeah, yeah. So don't have to pay interest.
Like care credit or something, like no interest. Or, yeah, 18 months, so that's good.
Oh,
that's
care credit. Care credit is one of our clients.
Like, braces or like whoever need a medical and a very expensive, you know, whatever.
Surgery
and
they or whatever.
Yeah. They do dental. A lot of people use for dental.
Care credit is one of my clients.
Huh?
Care credit is one of my clients. one of my
really?
So we should wrap up. It's about 25 minutes now. If you like our show, please subscribe. Go to iTunes, subscribe, and hopefully we'll have more shows because now she knows how to use her phone to do the recording. This is actually, this is like, you know, remote recording. Not too good, but it's tolerable. And rather than not having a show, right? So, but if we have money, then we'll probably set up something better for her. But, you know, because she's poor, maybe ladies and gentlemen could send money. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. I hate it. I don't want to.
Horrible. You always do that. Please send me money for iPad or whatever. Remember you said that? Anyway.
But nobody did.
For the listening, let's wrap it up.
Thank you so much for listening. Do you want to do another show or are you done?
I think I'm done because I'm having crossphobia.
But you don't want to talk about your obsession? Fat obsession? I kind of want to know.
Well, next time.
I kind of want to know, actually. So maybe
we'll
record.
Tell you then.
No, I want to record a show. Okay, thank you so much for listening. And next week, she's going to tell us about her crossphobia. Okay, next week, we'll reveal the word what crossphobia is next week. So come back and we'll tell you what it is. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba, ding.